the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Welcome back to part 3 of the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast at Erickson Institute. I'm Christina Passioni-Zayas, and again, welcoming Matt Gamm, Senior Vice President for Corporate Citizenship for Wintrust. So, Matt, in the last segment, we discussed key indicators for promising nonprofits, and you kind of alluded to some investment trends. What specific program areas are trending for investment in your field?
I think it starts with planning for the long term. What investors want to hear, and I'm going to use an example of, instead of asking for $50,000 for 1 year, you might ask for 25 for three. And so instead of getting 50, you got 75. But what you were able to plan then as a not-for-profit organization is you have 3 years of commitment. And what I have found is that if you've already committed for 3 years to someone, you're going to have a board member, you're going to kind of see. And what that gives, sets up the not-for-profit for, is the chance to have what's going to happen when you start asking in year two for year four, five, and six. And what the trend has to become is thinking that, engaging that tactically that way, so that you're not constantly getting into October and assuming that there's going to be another payday when there might not be, because you don't have an active board member, you're not communicating. But when someone has made a commitment to you for a longer term, they're expecting to hear from you more frequently. And that's really what we're looking for from partners. When people talk to us that way, they really get past the PowerPoint of the first 25 minutes.
And you mentioned actively engaging you as an investor. What does that look like?
Well, I think that it's more than, you know, it's sending an email. It is contact with the actual people who are getting the results of the information. A lot of times corporate leaders are invited to a lunch or a gala or to an outing that is a fairly long distance from the actual people who are receiving the benefit from that investor. And, you know, these are people too. They want to actually, I have found every time you've met the child that your company or you personally are supporting, or met a child in some context, that resonates. And I think we used to do it that way, and we need to get back to that way. And the organizations that I see doing that, they've made it very real for people not to give next time.
Great. That's really helpful. And then specifically in terms of, you talked about the type of ask that resonates with investors, but are there any specific program areas? I know in the previous conversations we talked about STEM, sure. Or is there anything that you can reference
right.
That is looking really hot?
Well, I would think that the idea of career development, we are going, you know, there are fewer small children today, which means there'll be fewer, 35% fewer kids in college 15 years from now. And that means that 20 years from now, there'll be 35% fewer workers. And the trend and the most buzz thing that you're hearing about is the jobs that go unfilled. It isn't that there are there's not people who have the skills to do those jobs. And so that has to start with kids that are very young, seeing what the other potential are. They can't just see that, oh, I should be in social sciences, or everybody has to be in STEM. What we have to show is that there is a broad breadth of jobs that are out there that can be careers and fulfilling. And the sooner that kids see that, they see it. Why does every kid want to be a policeman or a fireman? When, you know, because that's what they would see. When in fact, no one ever thinks, I'm going to grow up and be a banker like me, you know, because they don't necessarily understand or around people who do that job. So we're seeing that trend of exposing those type of career paths to very young children, show them what's possible. And in fact, most communities, these jobs are surrounding the very kids that might someday fill it. But there's, we have seen over and over again, is there's no interaction between those companies and the kids that are there. So engaging them. You know, and that's what I was talking about earlier, about those kids seeing those adults and those adults seeing those children.
Great. Thank you. That was really helpful. Please join us again as we wrap up the four-part series, and Matt will be sharing with us reasonable and measurable outcomes for nonprofit work.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them.